So this is very much the sort of approach to meditation that OCD and I are doing in our work in Manchester with pain management. So I'm just going to talk a little bit about that now because I think it is relevant to the topic of spiritual death. So what we run is a 7-week program for people who have got generally chronic physical pain, chronic ill health, acute ill health, or chronic fatigue, these sorts of things. We don't tend to take people with mental health problems because we're not trained to do that. And we teach relaxation, meditation and awareness strategies for daily life to these people. So it's not just formal meditation, but it's how can you take awareness into daily life to improve your quality of life. And everything we do is oriented around being more aware of the present moment and learning to respond, not react, to what one finds there. So it's all about trying to be totally present to experience in the ways I've described and realising that there's always choice. There's always, if we can be present in the moment, know what's going on, there's always the opportunity of choice of how we respond to that experience. And so many of us ricochet through life, blindly reacting to stimulus. And of course, this is certainly true for many people whose lives contain a lot of unpleasant physical sensations and illness. It's very difficult to be present to that which is so unpleasant. So one could think that this would be a very difficult group of people to work with, highly reactive group of people to work with. But in fact, we found the opposite to be the case. And I think it's because people are very, very motivated. So by the time people get to book themselves on a meditation course, they've usually exhausted just about every other option available to themselves. They're often quite desperate, which means they're really motivated to put in the effort, because it does take effort, as we all know. The spiritual life meditation does take effort. And they're usually tired of running away. And that's what's so interesting. They've worn themselves out running away. And they recognise they have to turn around and face the demon if they're going to find any peace. So they've seen the futility to some extent of trying to avoid the very experience that is so dominating their lives. And we may have that on mental and emotional levels, many of us, that we've got something which is very strong, but we spend all our effort trying to avoid that very thing. So they're a very courageous group of people who are willing to turn around, look the demon in the eye, and try to make peace with that experience. So inevitably spiritual death is a large part of their path, both in terms of losses, but also the potential liberation when they're freed from the tyranny of past and future. Because it's a very liberating place to exist.